Here's Vince Colonnais, that's me, alongside Emily Miller, who's joining us today for the Vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right, let's go now to Cal Thomas. He's a syndicated columnist, an all-around great guy, and Morning is All Mall guest. Cal, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to both of you. Hey,
morning.
Emily, you're looking good this morning.
Thanks, Cal. You can see through there what I'm wearing.
Well, you know, it's thanks to the Russians. You know, I got this little camera here.
Yeah. The drone.
There's one thing we know about Cal is he's incredibly perceptive. Okay. So I want to get your take real quick on Charlottesville especially. And, you know, the president of the United States has given literally multiple statements. He comes out Saturday, condemns the bigotry, says that we need to respect each other, ideally love each other. On Sunday, the White House clarifies that statement after a fury by the press that he, of course, is including white nationalists and KKK types in that. And then he gives another statement again on Monday. This is a Washington lesson that I think we all saw the president learn in real time, Cal, which is stop feeding the beast.
Well, that's true, Vince, but I think it's a lot of it is lack of experience and the fact that the knives are out for this president no matter what he says or does. If he'd come out with a statement that he had made 3 days later, including the KKK and the white nationalists and all of this other stuff, his critics would have found something else to denounce. Maybe they didn't like his tie, or he should have worn his hair differently, or something like that. But look, these people are fringes. I mean, they are way, way out there, and they are disgusting. I think there's no superior race. I'm saying in my column today, I think these white nationalists should be given a DNA test, because as Skip Gates, the Harvard professor, has discovered from his series on PBS, African American Lives, there are no purebred human beings. We're all mixed up in the great gene pool of life. Nobody is 100% white, black, Asian, Indian, or whatever. We're all mixed races, no matter how we look on the outside.
Which would probably freak out all those people carrying torches on Friday night.
Well, look, we're looking now at the statues being overturned. This is all part of a grand plot. I don't know if George Soros or some of his ilk are behind this kind of thing, but I'm asking in my column today, which appears locally in the Washington Times, how far are these demonstrators willing to go? George Washington and Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, but I think most people would argue that the contributions they made to America were far greater, and the words that Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence about all of us being created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights were used by Frederick Douglass in the 19th century to move Abraham Lincoln to the Emancipation Proclamation, and they were used by Martin Luther King Jr. in the 20th century to push through needed civil rights legislation. So, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to take down the Washington Monument and move the Jefferson Memorial?
Speaking of these monuments
when
coming down, we saw last night Durham, North Carolina, students tearing down a Confederate statue of their own accord. There have been sort of like mobs of people tracking down literally anyone who was photographed at the march on Saturday, including people who are being wrongly ID'd. I'm seeing here a report. An Arkansas professor has been wrongly ID'd as a Charlottesville marcher, and he's had to leave his home because of harassment. Forget all of the other stuff. Don't politicians have an obligation to come out and say, hey, stop the mob justice? We have a real justice system?
Exactly right. And there's always a double standard. You know, as Chris Plant likes to say, if the left didn't have a double standard, they'd have no standards at all. But look at Barack Obama. I mean, he never used the term radical Islamic terrorist. After one attack, he'd say, well, we'd have to investigate the motives of these people, even though they were yelling in Arabic, God is great, and said that they did it for Allah. So, you know, the denunciations are great, but they only take you so far. I think all this statue toppling is ridiculous. Condoleezza Rice said yesterday, the former Secretary of State, who was African-American and who suffered the loss of girlfriends of the Birmingham church bombing back in the 1960s, said you cannot hide history. I totally agree with that. These are times when we should have discussions, history lessons, and learning from our past, not trying to obliterate it and cover it up, which doesn't eliminate it.
Exactly. So, Cal, I just want to switch topics real quick. I understand you just recently spoke to or saw former President Bush, 41.
Yes, we had a great meeting at his office here in Kennebunkport, Maine, yesterday.
How's he doing? I think the country loves him. I love him. I mean, wonderful man.
He's looking better all the time, isn't he? He's 93 years old. He's in a wheelchair. but he's sharp. We talked a little bit about a recent visit he had with a delegation from China, and he was very much in favor of China pressuring North Korea, which, according to the Wall Street Journal in a posting last night online, appears to be working, if you can believe some of
that's
the...
Right.
Well, Kim Jong-un today said he is no longer going to be bombing Guam. So the President 41, Bush 41, is following closely the foreign policy and all this, everything that's going on, even at 93.
Yes, he is indeed, and it was great to visit with him. He's just one of the most decent people you've ever met.
Do you get the sense that he's optimistic about the country right now, or is he worried about the Trump administration? What's his reaction to this, if you can
share?
Well,
we didn't get into that, and, you know, he's too much of a gentleman to talk about that. We just had a pleasant visit. I've known him since 1968 when I worked in Houston at a television station there, and we just spent about 15 minutes together, and we talked about Barbara, who's not doing all that well, and his wife. And
is she sick? What's going on with?
Well, I mean, she's old. I mean, we're all getting there, you know, aches and pains and that kind of stuff. Maybe you don't feel them yet, but give it a few years. So you know, you can't live forever on this earth, but. You know, I talked about how I always quote favorably from a speech he made at Wellesley College about it matters less what happens in the White House than what happens in your house. And he smiled at that. And
that's a great line. Actually, that needs to come back.
And something we should all remember. Yeah. Cal Thomas, thank you for sharing both your wisdom and your exclusive insight and your visit with the president today. I appreciate that.
Always good to be with you.
Nice to talk to you. Mornings on the Mall.